Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
7:46, 14 till 8, joined by WWL Sports Director Steve Geller, who will be at the Treasure Chest Casino this evening with Mike Dettelier. How you doing, Steve Geller?
I am doing fantastic, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the show tonight real quick.
Our Thursday night weekend kickoff will be at the Treasure Chest Casino. Going to be breaking down all things dealing with the Saints in Seattle. Also getting ready for LSU against Southeastern. And that leads you right into Thursday night football. Not a great matchup this evening, but at least it's a divisional showdown. Hopefully Miami can show us something because the Dolphins have been a hurting squad this year. Just, people talk about some of the worst teams in the NFL. They look like one of them, and they're taking on one of the best. And the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen might be, putting up some spectacular stats for you in fantasy tonight against Miami.
Tell me about the Saints and your thoughts so far.
I will say that I have been pleasantly surprised with what Spencer Rattler's been doing. From what we were seeing in the training camp and preseason, I did not expect him to be performing as well as he has so far. It hasn't been perfect by any means. But he's been, I hate the term game manager, but he's done enough for this team to win. Unfortunately, some elements around him have let them down, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Last game, probably his best performance we've ever seen. Three touchdown day. His scrambling ability has shown to be a major asset. And, that the offensive line still has some issues in the interior. And then the defensive line, I don't know. That's one of my bigger concerns right now for the squad is the lack of a pass rush and getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. I don't care who's at the helm. We saw Mac Jones last week having his way with the, passing all over the secondary. And I'm not a huge Sam Darnold fan. He's all right. But if you give him enough time, too, he's going to pick you apart.
When it comes to Chase Young, what do we know about him? How serious is that calf? Because it seemed as though it was billed as a minor thing, but it's turning out not to be that, right?
Nah, it's another, the first injury report of the week came out yesterday. Chase Young still not practicing due to that calf issue. And, yeah, he's your best guy, your best pass rusher that hasn't been available right off the bat. I know the Cajun Cannon, after seeing him in training camp, was excited, saying he thought he was going to be a double-digit sack guy. Well, right now we're just hoping he can get on the field. We'll see what happens with today's injury report. Maybe he gets upgraded to limited, but head coach Kellen Moore has been very coy with saying anything about the status of Young, just saying he's continuing to rehab and hoping to be back on the field soon. So, I understand they don't want to push that calf issue, so you end up with a more severe issue, and then he's done for the season. But, man, oh, man, definitely a huge piece of this defense that's missing right now.
Do we know what's wrong with his calf or not?
Just a calf, I guess, strain, you would call it. And I guess they're worried about it, developing into something that could be that, end your season. You end up tearing an Achilles or something.
Tell me about the Seahawks.
Man, Seattle, this is going to be a tough matchup just because, too, your road trip you're taking, which is interesting to me for the Saints after today's workout in Metairie. They're hitting the plane today, Tommy. They're going out to Seattle after today's workout to get acclimated, as Coach Kellen Moore said, to a different time zone. You know, the 2 hours behind over there, it's not really much of a weather, you know, that you have to get acclimated to in Seattle. But the team will be up there, do a little more bonding. The Seahawks squad, they're 1-1 on the year, and definitely a unit on defense that will scare you, because there are pressure with the D-line that they can put on you. I think they're only allowed 17 points a game so far this season, per game, and they got a good secondary, all around a top-tier challenge for Spencer Rattler in his third start this season. And definitely concerned, like I mentioned, with those issues on the interior offensive line for the Saints, that pressure coming up the gut on Sunday at Spence. And man, oh man, at least he's got the scrambling ability, but we're still dealing with issues with Trevor Penning is at least limited now at practice. So that's a positive for them, as he's recovering from a toe issue. But another guy that's been filling in for Penning, Dylan Raidins, he popped up as a not practice yesterday, also with a toe injury. And Taliesi Fuaga, man, right tackle, he's dealing with a knee issue and now also a back injury. So more concerns on the O-line there has me really worried about facing this Seattle D-front.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, about the Saints taking on the Seahawks. We'll have all the action for you here on WWL, of course, 751, 9 till 8, traffic, WWL. 7:58, 2 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Steve, hopes that the Saints will clean up that low-hanging fruit, because, man, twice they had chances to win the game and just didn't.
Yeah, we've seen, you know, them kind of hurt themselves in the first two games, whether it's with penalties, missed field goals. Man, I know everybody was raving about Blake Groupie in the training camp, how accurate he's been. That's needed for this squad. We know the offense is a work in progress right now, and if they get into field goal range and are missing these easy ones, that just puts even more pressure on this squad. I'm hoping that they continue their trend of winning their last two they have in Seattle. They're, you know, back up there this Sunday. Let's make it three in a row. The Sam Darnold now at the helm for the Seahawks, like I mentioned, doesn't scare me. He had two touchdowns last week, but also two picks. So hopefully this team, they also need to generate more turnovers. There's a lot of musts.
Real quick, we only got a minute left. Who's their guy on defense? Every defense has a guy, right? Who's Seattle's guy on defense?
When you look at this Seahawks squad, you got to think their cornerback, who's a bit banged up right now, in Devin Witherspoon. He can be a big problem and a game changer.
Okay, thank you, Steve. We'll be listening this afternoon from the Treasure Chest Casino when you and Mike Dettillier broadcast live from there, starting at 4 o'clock. When we come back, we're going to talk to Susan Bourgeois, Louisiana Economic Development Secretary. Louisiana's launching a number of new initiatives to make things easier for business and to help grow the economy. Governor says he wants things to move at the speed of business, not at the speed of government. Amen to that. We'll find out about it when we come back here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.